Wednesday, 28 October 15, broadcast of the Calvary Hour. This is the day that the Lord hath made. We will rejoice and be glad in it. Thank you for tuning into the Calvary Hour. I'm Bill Wingard, your host speaker. This broadcast is a ministry of the Calvary Baptist Church in Newbern, North Carolina. As you know, we're coming up on this religious holiday. I didn't say Christian now. I said we're coming up on this religious holiday called Halloween. And I want to once again share with you some scriptures relating to Halloween and what it stands for, and also to share some truths with you from a booklet entitled The Dark Side of Halloween that I have shared with you and broadcast gone by David L. Brown. Father, do bless us with thy word. We plead the name and the blood of our Lord Jesus Christ. Use us for thee and thine and thy glory, I pray in Jesus' name. Amen. I'm well aware that many people think that Halloween is just an innocent, maybe a little scary sometimes, type of celebration. But I'm also afraid that many people do not realize that it is a religious holiday. It is a day that is given to death and to darkness. It is one of the prime days, I think the chief day of the year for Wiccans, for the witches. And so we want to look at the Word of God, at least we want to look at some of the Word of God, and we want to share some truth with you that I hope will be a help to you. In Ephesians chapter 5, and beginning in verse 1, "Be ye therefore followers of God as dear children, and walk in love as Christ also hath loved us, and hath given himself for us an offering and a sacrifice to God for a sweet-smelling savor. But fornication and all uncleanness or covetousness, let it not be once be named among you as becometh saints. Neither filthiness, nor foolish talking, nor jesting, which are not convenient, but rather giving of thanks. For this ye know, that no whoremonger, nor unclean person, nor covetous man, who is an idolater, hath any inheritance in the kingdom of Christ and of God. Let no man deceive you with vain words, for because of these things cometh the wrath of God upon the children of disobedience. Be not ye therefore partakers with them. For ye were sometime darkness, but now are ye light in the Lord. Walk as children of the light." I want to hesitate here for a moment. I can see already that we're not going to be able to get in near the material that I'd like to get in for these next few broadcasts. This is so rich, so necessary. "For ye were sometime darkness." Now he's speaking about their condition before they were saved. But you know, as Christians, we're exhorted to walk in the light as he is in the light, that we might have fellowship one with another, and the blood of Jesus Christ, his Son, cleanses us from all sin. It's possible for God's people to get off track and get out into darkness. And I was thinking as I started this broadcast, there was a day when I did not understand what I'm trying to preach to you now. I'm ashamed to admit this, but there was a time when we would dress up for Halloween as children, and then even after I was grown and in the first part of my days in the ministry, I didn't feel right about it. Now, I say dress up. We had these Halloween parties and so forth. But I'm telling you, when the Lord opened my eyes from his word about what was going on, he sure changed my mind, changed my attitude, changed my heart, and changed my direction. And this is what I want to share with you. I hope you won't turn these broadcasts off. I can almost hear somebody saying out in radio land now, "Oh, my sakes, preacher, it's just a night for children to get candy and apples and things like that." No, it goes far beyond that. I'm well aware that these little children don't know what they're doing. I'm also well aware that many of the parents don't know what they're doing. I know that I didn't in my early adulthood. But we're going to share some things with you here from the Word of God that I hope will be a blessing to you. "For ye were sometimes darkness, but now are ye light in the Lord. Walk as children of light." One time we were in darkness, and we walked in darkness, but God said, "Now you're saved. Now walk as children of light. For the fruit of the Spirit is in all goodness and righteousness and truth, proving what is acceptable unto the Lord." Now listen to verses 11 and following. "And have no fellowship with the unfruitful works of darkness, but rather reprove them. For it is a shame even to speak of those things which are done of them in secret. But all things that are reproved are made manifest by the light, for whatsoever doth make manifest is light. Wherefore he saith, Awake thou that sleepest, and arise from the dead, and Christ will give thee light. See then that you walk circumspectly, not as fools, but as wise. I remember the illustration Brother Jack Green gave many years ago regarding walking circumspectly. He said, if you want a good example of what walking circumspectly means walking, looking around the full circumference. He said, if you see a cat on top of a picket fence, walking down that fence, and there's a bulldog on either side barking at that cat, and as that cat moves along, that cat's head is swinging constantly back and forth, keeping an eye on both those dogs. He said, now that's walking circumspectly. I think that's a good example of our spiritual walk, that we walk down the picket fence of life, but we have to keep an eye out on both sides of the fence. See then that you walk circumspectly, not as fools, but as wise, redeeming the time, because the days are evil. Wherefore, be ye not unwise, but understanding what the will of the Lord is, and be not drunk with wine wherein is excess, but be filled with the Spirit, speaking to yourselves in psalms and hymns and spiritual songs, singing and making melody in your heart to the Lord. Now again, and have no fellowship with the unfruitful works of darkness, but rather reprove them, for it is a shame even to speak of those things which are done of them in secret. Now, on our next couple of broadcasts, we will be sharing with you more scripture. For instance, Romans chapter 6 and verse 21. What a question this is. What fruit had ye then in those things whereof now ye are ashamed? For the end of those things is death. That's the way I feel about my past life, and as a younger man and even a young adult, when I did not understand the wickedness behind Halloween, and I'm ashamed of those things now. I realize for the end of those things is death. I have some brochures that I'm going to be offering free, absolutely free. We purchased them from David L. Brown. He has written some tremendous material on Halloween. By the way, this comes from the Logos Communication, P.O. Box 173, Oak Creek, Wisconsin, 53154. And since we have both these, I'll be glad to send you a copy of the brochure that I'm going to be referring to for the next two or three broadcasts, free of charge. I would appreciate if you would send us a self-addressed stamped envelope. That would save us time as well as money, and I'll be glad to send these out as long as the supply lasts. And we have a pretty good supply of these brochures. Again, The Dark Side of Halloween by David L. Brown. Now, he said, excited children masquerading as witches, pirates, devils, ghosts, Dracula, and other creatures, bounding through the neighborhood, going from door to door, shouting, trick or treat. The party at school or friend's house, where they tell ghost stories, bob for apples, or tell fortunes. The visit to the community, quote, haunted house, end quote, and home decorated with witches, skeletons, and eerie-looking grinning jack-o'-lanterns. It must be Halloween. Sound like harmless fun, doesn't it? But there is a dark side to Halloween. You should know about it. A side that I never liked because it was associated with evil, the devil, fear, death, and violence. That side of Halloween always gave me the creeps. And after a thorough study of Halloween, I know why I felt that way, because beneath Halloween's candy coating is a history of diabolical evil. In this pamphlet, I will share with you some of my findings relating to the dark side of Halloween. I will share with you briefly three things. One, the history of Halloween. Two, the heroes of Halloween. And three, the harm of Halloween. And Lord willing, we'll take up with this brochure on our next broadcast. And I do hope and pray it will be a help to you. Our address will be given at the close of this broadcast. Again, if you could send a self-addressed stamped envelope, it will be greatly appreciated. Or if you contact us via our email address, we will be glad to send it to you. May our Lord bless you and make you a blessing today. And oh, may we have no fellowship with the unfruitful works of darkness, but rather reprove them. I trust our Lord will bless you with a wonderful day. that he'll make you a channel of his blessing. Please join us next broadcast if you can.